You're listening to Focus on Africa on the BBC World Service. The president of Slovenia, Janez Drnovšek, says his country is ready to host peace talks between the Sudanese government and representatives of the Darfur rebel groups. President Drnovšek says that during the past 2 weeks, he's been in intensive consultations with the Sudanese government and the rebel representatives, and there are plans for a meeting between representatives of all sides to be held in Slovenia. On the line to the Slovene capital, Ljubljana, Veronique Edwards asked President Janovskov, how soon will the meeting take place?
The meeting on tomorrow. Tomorrow the delegation should come to Slovenia and then talk, negotiate on Monday and Tuesday. This is how I see the situation at the moment. Although there are so many problems all around and obstacles, and I must say that the national organizations are not very helpful, that the politicians that are involved in this for 3 years now do not help. They even make some problems. I would just say we agreed with the rebel groups to come to Slovenia, so they are ready to embark on the plane this evening. And I just heard that the British envoy to Abuja talks now is trying to convince them not to go. Another problem was transportation of the rebel leaders directly from Darfur, because there are some leaders there on the ground. I tried for the last 3 days to get United Nations plane to bring them here without success. The UN bureaucrats don't cooperate. So I organized a private plane to get some donors, somebody who understood that it is important and we finance this and so on. So we meet these kinds of problems all the time. But I'm still very optimistic. I think that we will do it. We will succeed it.
Why did you decide to hold this meeting in your own country?
I started first with humanitarian action. I wanted to go to Darfur, also with some other humanitarian people and bring some help. Then I found out, of course, that political solution is needed, that there is no security, and I started to push for the political solution. I went to United Nations, talked to Kofi Annan, I wrote letters to world leaders. I tried somehow to put the whole machine in action again, because there was the feeling that everybody got tired of the situation in Darfur. And in Abuja, in Nigeria, there are talks between government, Sudanese government and rebel groups, but 7 rounds of talks, no result, nothing moved. So I said, okay, let's try to do something. And I'm trying to do it, you could not believe, with the help of some individuals, some motivated people, some people from humanitarian organizations who work on the ground, who know the situation. They helped me. And I sent an envoy then to Sudanese president al-Bashir last week, and the president agreed that he accepted me as an intermediator, and he accepted to come to Slovenia.
Are you saying President Bashir has actually accepted that he'll be taking part in this meeting with the rebels tomorrow, as you say?
Yes, he accepted my initiative, and he was willing to come to Slovenia, sending first his experts and then also to come himself. And the rebels responded in the same way. I gave them, to all sides, first the 10-point proposal for peace. And they, both sides, accepted it as a basis for further talks. Then, 2 days ago, I sent additional proposal, 16 points. And the reaction was, again, very positive from all sides.
Just how do you think you will succeed in your peace endeavors for Darfur, where other attempts have failed?
Everybody takes me as impartial. And Slovenia has no intention, no special interests in this. What I want is just to end the suffering of the people of Darfur.
Your critics will say there are so many other conflicts scattered all over Africa. Why are you interested only in Darfur?
We have to start somewhere. It was my impression that Darfur somehow became a forgotten conflict after 3 years, and the situation deteriorated during the last months very much.
The president of Slovenia, Janez Drnovšek, on the line from Ljubljana.